In Romans chapter 1, verse 2, Paul reminds us that the gospel was promised beforehand through the prophets. So in other words, this isn't some new fad. The gospel is not God's plan B. This is the story that God's been telling from Genesis until today. So every shadow in the Old Testament pointed toward Jesus. Every sacrifice whispered, a better lamb is coming. Every king failed to be the king that we truly needed. And the prophets kept saying, there's more to come. So Paul is showing us that the gospel isn't just historical, but it's historically grounded. This gospel has roots. It was promised and planned and prophesied and fulfilled in Christ. Therefore, you can trust this gospel because it didn't just show up yesterday. It's the eternal plan of an eternal God. And so we can pray with thankfulness by saying, thank you, God, that your gospel is not a new idea. It's a faithful promise that you kept through Christ. Here's two other peoples that you can pray for today. Sirapong and Jesse Yalbang and their family are missionaries in Thailand. And also the Yoramba LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And remember this, the gospel didn't start with Paul. It started in eternity past, and it finds its climax in Christ.